From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The town of Catskill Republican Club announced on Facebook January 28th its endorsed candidates for the upcoming village election. The organization of registered Republicans from the village and town of Catskill endorsed incumbent Stan Duchesne and newcomer Dan Stanley for the village board of trustees, as well as incumbent Rick Paolino for village justice at its recent caucus. Village elections are March 19th. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that following more than a month of complaints of widespread bullying from students in the Taconic Hills School District and their parents, district officials say they are addressing those concerns. The Board of Education's December public meeting was dominated by a discussion that began with allegations of the school's lack of response to a recent school-wide threat. The conversation went from there to criticism of how school administrators failed to acknowledge or address bullying incidents. In response to these bullying concerns, the district will hold a social health and wellness information session for parents at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th, in the boardroom. Elementary school principal John Julesane Jr. said staff will speak about what they do to help students and how they address issues that arise. Parents will be able to ask questions about what the district does to keep students safe, he said. Two more law enforcement officers have been embedded in the district by Columbia County Sheriff's Office this year, and the school also has a part-time therapy dog available to support emotionally and socially stressed students. Taconic Hills, which had an enrollment of nearly 1,400 students during the 2016-17 school year, reported no incidences of discrimination, harassment, or cyberbullying that year. Fewer than any other district in Columbia County. It did report several violent and disruptive incidents, including two assaults with physical injury, one incident of intimidation, harassment, menacing, or bullying, nine minor altercations without weapons, and one sexual offense. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Crandall Theater's Board of Directors announced January 28th the election of Linda Kukoff as its new president. Kukoff succeeds Fred Ulrich, who is stepping down from his role as president, but will remain a member of the board. Kukoff said, and I quote, "I'm very excited to have been elected president of the Crandall Theater Board of Directors. The Crandall has always played an important role in the life of Columbia County and beyond, and the board and staff are focused on preserving it as a movie house that can serve all members of our community," end quote. The officers selected during the board's annual meeting include Sarah McWilliams as vice president for theater operations, Peter Biskind as vice president for programming, Lyle Locke as secretary, and Vicky Sand as treasurer. Kukoff has been a resident of Columbia County since 1998 and a member of the Crandall Theater Board since January 2016. She is the author of Choosing Judaism and the creator of the first national program for intermarried couples and Jews by choice. Kukoff is also a former member of the board of Spencertown Academy Arts Center. The Crandall has a number of special events planned for 2019, including Farm Film Fest 11 on March 24th, the After School Filmmaking Project on May 18th, and the 20th Annual Film Columbia Festival starting October 18th. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Rhinebeck and Clinton Town boards might meet behind closed doors to choose who will succeed Joel Tyner in the Dutchess County Legislature. Notwithstanding the advice of Robert Freeman, executive director of the State Committee on Open Government. Democrat Tyner announced his resignation last week after allegations of sexual harassment were leveled against him. Tyner represented District 11, which includes both Rhinebeck and Clinton, so both town boards will choose a successor to serve during the coming year. Rhinebeck Supervisor Elizabeth Spenzia said a provision of the state open meeting laws allows for that selection to be made out of the public view. Freeman disputed that notion, citing a court ruling that stated appointments made in closed-door session applies to employees of the municipalities and not to appointments to fill the unexpired term of an elected official. Spenzia said she sought advice from the New York Association of Towns noting that she does not consider an elected position to be different from other municipal appointments. The boards have until February 14th to vote on the replacement. Tyner was in the middle of his eighth two-year term as a county legislator when he resigned. Read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.